yesterday we're discussing differences between Erisin and Nisuin, and aside from the practical nafkaminas between them, conceptually there is in fact a world of difference. At the point of Erisin, so that's when the woman becomes an Eishasish, but still at that point, she is considered to be Beveis Abiyah. Nisuin is considered to be the moment when she is an Eishasish, but now she is Beveis Habal. And that's exactly why whenever the Pasuk mentions Im Hayosihiyeh, or V'holcha V'haysa, in such a case that's a reference to Erisin. When the Pasuk used the term of She'ero, or the concept of Im Beisi Shonadora, or V'chiper Vado V'Beiso, Beiso Soishta was always a reference to an Eishasish, who was Beis Habal, the concept of Nisuin. And we went a step even further. The difference that you have regarding an Eishas Kohen, whether any skus that she has is simply a function of kinyan, or whether no, it is considered to be a Tosefes Kedusha. Perhaps the difference between Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. And perhaps one could suggest the following Chiddush, that the kinyan of Eishas really is consummated at the time of Erisin. That's when she's considered to be Knuya Labal, and that's what the Mishnah tells us, Kesef Shtar Nabiya. Again, as I mentioned very quickly yesterday, the Ramban comments in Kedusha of Tes Zayin, when we speak about a kinyan of Ishus, we don't mean a kinyan in terms of Dinim Amanos. The phrase the Ramban uses is a kinyan shel Isser. The Chiddush the Ramban writes, in order to be mafkia kinyan shel Mamon, hefker is sufficient. If I own a particular chefetz, I can be mafkirit. In order to be mafkia kinyan shel Isser, hefker is impossible, but rather you require a shtar. And that's why the mechanism of gerushin has to be a shtar in order to be mafkia, what the Ramban terms, a kinyan shalissin. But that concept of kinyan, that is a function of erisin. What about when it comes to nisuin? That is not necessarily a kinyan of ishus at all, but rather, perhaps simply, the reality of eishas ish, who is now the Beis Habal. So we started to discuss the issue of das regarding gitnin kedushin. We pointed out the following chiddush that Rav Chaim develops, and that is that there are different levels of das b'chol Torah kula. Das Hapla, Das Nekav Memkar, and then the heightened level of Das Davar Sheva Erva. And one now can raise the following Kiddush, the concept that we have of Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim. But we saw that Sugi and Kiddush and Daf Samachem Abeis, the need for Eidus L'Kiyam Adavar, not Eidus B'chol HaTorah Kula, where the Gemara tells us, Lo Ivru Sade El Shakre. The purpose simply of Eidim is in order to allow for a possibility of Birur. When it comes to Gitnin Kedushin, that no, Kiyum Hadavar, establishing Gerushin, establishing Kedushin, that itself requires Eidim. Why exactly is that true? That Ein Davar Shevera Pachos Mishnayim in reference to Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. One could understand that in two very different ways. One possibility is simply this, that any time that there is a change in Chalos of Davar Sheva'erva, that requires Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. A woman goes from a pnuya to an arusa, that's a very significant change in status. That requires Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true from an arusa to an asua. We saw the nafkaminas. That's not simply a detail. That's a different chalos ishus, and in such a case, that requires Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. In an instance of Yibum, for example, right now, right, this almana is a kukali yavam. However, once the maisabiyah occurs, Yivamo Yavaleha, so certainly now she is a full Eishas Ish. Yivam certainly is a Chalos, Davar Sheva'erva. Chalitz is a Chalos, Davar Sheva'erva. Up until this point, the woman is a Kukali Yavam, there's an Isser of Levamo Yashuk, all of a sudden after Chalitza, now she can marry others. Chalitza also certainly is a Chalos, Davar Sheva'erva. Therefore, one could argue that in all these cases, we should apply the principle of Ein Davar Sheva'erva Pachos Mishnayim. Perhaps one could argue that that's not true. The reason that Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar is necessary is not just simply because it impacts on status regarding any issues, but perhaps that no, that's a function of das. When it comes, for example, to cases of Shavuos Nedarim Al Pidin, what we call Das Hapla, that is a minimal level of das is required. It's easiest to make a Shavuos Neder, Muflas Samach L'Ish, and it's easiest to break a Shavuos Neder, Pesach, Harota, Shelos Kacham. When it comes, for example, to Mekach HaMemkar, that is harder to create. You need a Gadol. Muklas Samach L'Ish is insufficient on the level of Daraisa. And certainly it's harder to break. There's a concept of Tol Kredibu or Skus Chazara. But certainly there's no concept of a Pesach or Charata when it comes to Mekach HaMemkar. A person makes a purchase, and the stock goes down, he has sincere charata. Had he only envisioned this would happen, he never would have invested. Good. Hesen charata is irrelevant when it comes to Mecca Chomenka. Now all of a sudden there's a concept of das davar shebe'erva. That's what Reb Chaim discusses. Perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush. When I make a simple purchase, good. Das is required, but that das does not have to be expressed in any shape or form in the presence of Edim. The purpose of Edim is simply lo ivrasani l'shakrei, for the purpose of birah davar. However, when it comes to das davar shebe'erva, one could argue that that is such a heightened level of das that that must be expressed in the presence of others. The need for edus l'kiyum davar is in order to manifest the conveyance of das davar shebe'erva. If that's true, one could argue with the following great Yiddish, and even though you can have institutions, Gittin, Kedushin, Yibum, Chalitza, that certainly are davar shebe'erva, but unless you can demonstrate that they require das davar shebe'erva, in such an instance, perhaps there is no requirement of edus l'kiyum davar. So let's start with example, the model of Yibum and Chalitza. This will be very crucial because this should impact on the case of Nisuin. So we started to discuss the Tosas and Kedushin and Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis, where the Gemara tells us that Rav Mangid Amanta Mekadesh Bibiyah, that Rav used to give Malkus Darabana, Malkus Mardos, for one who would use Via as the vehicle for the Kinyan of Yishus. Why is that true? What's wrong with that? Good. So the rewrites a very simple explanation. The Re says that the Torah frowns upon a Maisa Bia without a prior relationship. So therefore, if nothing yet has happened, there was no Ishus, there was no Erisin, that means that up until this point of the Maisa Bia, there's no relationship between the future Chosan and Kala, so in such a case, that is considered to be Pritzutza. If that's true, we understand very well the Sugin Yavamos Nafnun Beis that writes, Hu Hadinami when it comes to Yibum. To perform the Maisa Bia without Maimer also is a function of Pritzus. Because after all, what does Maimer mean, the Kedusha Kesev Drabanam between the Avam and the Yavama? It establishes a relationship between them before the Maisa Bia occurs. If that's what Rav means, we understand very well that Tzad HaShoveh between Rav Mangir Marakadish Bia and the Gemar Yavamas Nafman Beis regarding Maimer. The Chisar in both of those cases of Bia as the Maisa Kedushin and the failure to perform Maimer and Yibum means that there wasn't a prior relationship. Tosas is Lasham, the Tchilas Kinyana was consummated through the Maisa Bia. Good? However, Rabbeinu Tam explains differently. The reason Rav was troubled, Manda Makadish Bia, wasn't because of Tchilas Kinyana Bia, but rather it was because of Edim. After all, Erisin requires Edus L'kiyum HaDavar. If you're going to use Bia as the vehicle for Erisin, so in such a case, it's necessary to have, as Tosa says, O-A-D-Bia, Bia, O-A-D Yichud. That is considered to be Pritzutza. Why is it necessary, Rav says, to have Edim Bishas Bia? Why don't you simple do a Kinyan Kesef? And that will be witnessed. And therefore there's no need for the Maisa Bia to be witnessed. So in such a case, one who opts for Mekadesh Bibiya, that is considered to be Pritzutza. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So the Pritzutza is simply because a Maisa Bia in some shape or form in the presence of Eden. So the re-raises the following issue. If that's true, so how is that relevant to the case of Yibum? What's the Tzad HaShoveh Shebehem between Kedushin and Yibum? What exactly is that Kasha? So Tosa says, after all, because when it comes to Yibum, Lav Nishum Edim Talya Taima. That reason, Rabbeinu Tam, of Edim is irrelevant when it comes to Yibum. So we pointed out two very different ways of understanding Tosas. One could understand the Tosas is insisting that Yibum does require Edus L'kiyum HaDavar, or one could argue Tosas is assuming the exact opposite, that Yibum does not require Edus L'kiyum HaDavar. How do you read the Tosas either way? As follows. The Shara Melech suggests in Perak Beis, the Pilchus Yibum Chalitza, this is what Tosas means. I understand when it comes to Kedushin, that Man de Mekadesh Bibiya, that's Pritzutza according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because you have two options. One is the Bia is done in the presence of Edim. What would the other option be? The Kinyan Kesef is done in the presence of Edim. And then, if that is true, you do not need Edim B'Shas Bia. So therefore, the problem of Edim involved in a Maaseh Biyah when it comes to Kedushin is avoidable. Just simply be Mekadesh the Isha Ayidei Kesef. And there is no need whatsoever for Edim B'Shas Biyah. So therefore, to opt for Edim B'Shas Biyah when it's avoidable, that is considered to be Pritzutza. But the Kasha of Tosus is the following. When it comes to Yibum, the need for Edus B'Kiyam Adavra B'Shas Biyah is unavoidable. Why? Because Yibum absolutely requires Edus B'Kiyam Adavra. So let's assume a person follows the Dindar Abanan, and he does the Kinyan Kesef of Maimer in the presence of Edim. Doesn't he still require Edim, B'Kiyam Adavra B'Shas Biyah? Of course. The fact that he had Edim, B'Shas Maimer, is only a Dindar Abanan. Midaraisi Yavama Yavala requires Edus B'Kiyam Adavra. So there, the need for Edim is unavoidable. So why should that be called Pritzutz? That's how the Shaar HaMelech understands the Chiddush HaTosus. That Edim is irrelevant when it comes to Yibum because it is unavoidable. It is absolutely necessary. If you look in the Gaon interprets Tosus the opposite way. Here the Ramah discusses in Evan Ezer, in Kuf Samakvav in Siv Beis, the needs for Edim regarding Yibum. And the Gaon just says the very brief comment, Lo mashma kein b'tosus kedushin daf yabez. Tosus assumes there's no need for Edus l'kiyam adavar. How did the Gaon understand Tosus? Very simply, Rabbeinu Tam's concern of Edus l'kiyam adavar is irrelevant when it comes to the case of Yibum. Why? Because Yibum does not require Edus l'kiyam adavar. So how can you say there's any element of pritzus involved in Yibum without Maimer? If Pritzus means Edim, there's never a need for Edim for Yibum. Pretty incredible? Machlok is Shaar HaMelech in the Gaon. Whether Tosus or Shita is Yibum requires Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar or not. Aside from this Machlokus, between Shaar HaMelech and the Gaon regarding the role of Edim in Yibum, it's explicitly a Machlokus Rishon. If you look in the Tosus HaRash, and Nefzuki in Kedushin and Daf Yedeis, and Divra Maskel, Al to Mekadish Bediyah, the Tosus HaRash has one more line that makes Tosus explicit, like the view of Shaar HaMelech. The Tosus writes that, what do you mean? That this issue of Rabbeinu Tam is irrelevant when it comes to Yibum. Why is that true? Because Da'afilu Ikadish Tchila. Because even if a person will do Maimer in the presence of Edim, nonetheless, Akati Tzarech Eide Yichud. Explicit in Tosus HaRash. You still need Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar for Yibum. Now, so the Tosus HaRash is Mefurish, like the Shaar HaMelech, that Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar is absolutely necessary. And that's the Kasha against the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Ritva'an Kedushin, and that's what you as well on Daf, you base on base on Daf Yarif, the Ritva assumes the same is true. V'hasam, ben betchila, ben besov, osagi deleke eide bia. In Yibum, Edei Biyah are absolutely necessary. Not only B'Shas Maimer, but B'Shas Biyah, Yavamo Yavaleh. The Ritva also is absolutely explicit. The one, however, who disagrees explicitly is the Tshuva Sarash. If you look in the Tshuva Sarash, what's found in Chelek Dalet, in Simin Shin Chav Ches, the Rashba writes the following. Umihu, Lo ken ani medamesh shetei yavama tzricha edim. There is absolutely no need for edim when it comes to Yibum. El afilu ba'leha beinolu beinakina'a. Even if no one else is present, just the yavam and the yavama, there is absolutely no need whatsoever for edus l'kiyam adavar. After all, b'zuishahi shehitma min hashamayim. This is not the new relationship of yesh me'ayim. There was already a prior zika. And in such a case, there is absolutely no need whatsoever for Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar. So aside from the Machlokes Achronim, in terms of Pshat and Tosus, Mufurish Machlokes between the Tosus HaRash and Ritva on the one hand, against the Tshuvas HaRashba, whether Yibum requires Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar. Aside from these Marmakomos, this is a suffix already raised by Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech is found in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Yibum HaChalitza. Where Mishnah Melech writes very simply, Mistapakti, as to whether in fact Yibum requires Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar or whether it is not. Why should you assume that it's true? Very simply, he writes, Dumi de Kedushin Ba'alma. Just like regular Kedushin. And just like the Gemara says that Hamakadish Loedim in Kedusha Kedushin, the same thing is true regarding evil. Why should you argue differently, O Dilma? So this is the Chiddush of Mishnah Melech. But what do you mean? The Mishnah tells us in Yevamos and Afnim Gimod Beis that Das is not required. The Mishnah Melech is commenting on this Chiddush that the Rambam writes. Haber Habal Yevimto Ben B'Shogeg Ben B'Mezid Ben Ba'ones Ben B'Ratzon. You don't require Das. If that's true, that Das is not necessary at all, so in such an instance, there is no need for Edim as well. If you view from the perspective of Chalos Dover Sheberva, evil is an incredible Chalos Dover Sheberva. The woman goes from, right, Zekuk Liyavim to an Ashes Ish. Once Yibum occurs, right, she's an Ashes Ish Daraisa. If she's Mizana, there's a Chiyuv Misa. Right, the get is required. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Not necessarily the case at all when it comes to a woman who's a kukali yavam. There, machlokis amram with a Tfisas Kedushin, certainly no Chiyuv Misa Bataras Ashes Ish. If it's a function of Das, Yibum is an example where there is no need for Das, Davar Sheva'erva. This is what Reb Chaim discusses in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, Perek Dala Halacha Tezayin. Here Reb Chaim is commenting on the Rambam. Let's assume, for example, Chalitza is done without anyone else present. Chalitza, simply, Bifnei Yachid or Aptilu Beino Beino. A Maisa Chalitza occurs, right, between the Yavam and the Yavama, which is not witnessed at all. Does that have any significance, or does that not? This is Machlokis between the Rambam and the Mukhei Yosef. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush, that if that's done, if there's a Chalitza Beino Beino, Sahareze Chalitza Psula. That is called the Chalitza Psula. Chalitza Psula is a technical term. It doesn't mean that lo asa v'lo klum, it's absolutely meaningless. Chalitza psula means the following, that no, to an extent it is recognized as a chalitza, and at that point in time, yibum can no longer be performed. Once chalitza is done, so therefore that individual can no longer do yibum, and any other brother cannot do yibum. I know that it's true that there's a concept of chalitza psula. Rashi writes, for example, in Gittin, and Kav Dalma Beis, it's based on the following pasuk. The pasuk goes out of its way in the parsha of Yibum Chalitza and tells us this, that no, the brother should be willing to do Yibum, and if he's not, then yes, Chalitza is done, and the pasuk refers to this brother as Asher Lo Yivne, as Beis Achim. So Rashi points out, why does the pasuk say Yivne, Lahaba? The pasuk should say that we look down upon this person, right? Asher lo bonas beis achiv, because he failed to build the house of his brother. What does it mean, asher lo yivne? So that's the chiddush that kevon shecholatz shuv lo yivne. There are times where a person can do something that we won't even allow evil to take place in the future, and that is a chalitza psula. Even if a chalitza is done improperly, for example, it was not witnessed, we will no longer allow him in the future. Livno says Beisachim. That's the concept of Chalitza Psula. So the Rambam writes the Kiddush. If the Maisa Chalitza is done, and it is not witnessed at all, that outfit is a Chalitza Psula. And Reb Chaim points out, this is based on the Sugin Yavama Sandav Kupay, and the Mukhei Yosef writes, absolutely not. If you do a Chalitza Psula, lo havi Chalitza. Mukhei Yosef writes, that's absolutely nothing. And Eino Posel Soso Sha'achim. And Yibum can subsequently take place, because a Maisa Chalitza without Yibum is absolutely nothing. So the Mukhei Yosef is absolutely clear. Chalitza without Edim, nothing. What about according to the Rambam? Chalitza Psula. This concept of Chalitza Psula, is this a Din D'Oraisa? Or is this a Din D'Rabbanan? So perhaps one could suggest that this concept of the Rambam is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe the Rambam admits that midaraisa is absolutely nothing, but since something was done that resembles Chalitza, so therefore we no longer want Yibum to occur. But Reb Chaim writes, no, there's no hechret to assume that's true at all. The Ram does not write that this is only an Issud Rabbanan. And therefore, Chaim asserts that the Rambam Shita is Chalitza Psula. It's a Din D'oraisa. That means that this Chalitza is meaningful on a level of D'oraisa. If that's true, Chaim writes, you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that lo ba'ina midaraisa edim klau gabi chalitza. The fact that edim are not present is not fully relevant at all. The chalitza is still a chalitza on a level of daraisa. And Rav Chaim points a step further. When you look at that sugya, in daf kuf hei mud beis nivamos, the Gemara says the following. If you have a case of chalitza beino beina, so you know what kasha the Gemara asks? The lashon ha-Gemara is miyadana. What does miyadana mean? Who is going to prove, who can demonstrate that the chalitza was done? That term miyadana. Does that sound like it is lebira davar? It is lekima davar. Reb Chaim writes edus lebira davar. No? The Gemara says that the chalitza was done and no one is present, all of a sudden this woman wants to remarry. Wait, we know that she's a kukli avam. So what's going to happen? She's going to get up and say, had a chalitza? How is she going to prove that a chalitza occurred? That doesn't sound like it is the kima davar. Miyadana is it is the bira davar. Enochinami, the chalitza was legitimate chalitza, but of course you have to make sure some individuals are present, because after all, how will she be able to ascertain to confirm her status? So Chaim points out the following chiddush. Apparently, this concept of ein davar shever pachos mishnayim, Reb Chaim writes, has two different halachas. One halacha is lo ivrisade el shakri. Ein davar shever pachos mishnayim in terms of birur hadavar. Where do you see that that's true? Let's assume when it comes to an actor's nose. That's our sugya here in Ksuvas and Dabbeis, and we'll get to it much greater length in Ksuvas and Dabbeis. That's what Reb Chaim refers you to. Kidamavur, Suva Stav Tessim and Aleph. A woman is being accused of an Eishas Ishas insult. Eidim are necessary. Why do you need Eidim? Lekiyum HaDavar. Because there's a level of Das which is necessary. Certainly not. The role of Ein Davar Shebera Pachos Mishnayim. In order to assert that this is an Eishas Ishas insult, that's not Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. That is purely Eidus Lebira Dava. And in fact, Reb Chaim comments, if Birur could be accomplished without Eidim, that would also be sufficient. For example, what happens if it's a Safek? What happens if it's a Sfek Sveka? The Machlokas Rashi and Tosas and Adav, the Sugi and Dav Tes. No? We'll apply a principle of Sveka Darais L'chumra. What if it's an Eishes Kohen? What if the Maiserison occurred when she was so young before she was Royal Lebia? No? That's simply a function of birur. Now, as Rashi writes in our sugya, if it's mamish, a case of sveik sveika, in order to render forbidden to her husband, now you require eidim libir hadavar. Because otherwise we'll assume that a sveik sveika is absolutely permitted. That's not eidus lekim hadavar, that's eidus libir hadavar. That's true when it comes to, right, areas, for example, of znus. But what about the need for eidim when it comes to gittin and kedushin? There, Reb Chaim points out, that's a very different halacha of Ein Davar Shepachos Mishnayim. That is, that the Gittin Kedushin Ayidei HaEdim Hu Shemekayim Lemilsa. That's exactly the sugya in Kedushin of Samachem Adbeis. Eidus Lekim Adavar. So Znus is Eidus Lebir Adavar. Gittin Kedushin, that's Eidus Lekim Adavar. Reb Chaim goes a step further. What's the difference between them? Between znus that we say the edim or only bira davar, as opposed to gittin kedushin, where you assume that's not the case. So Chaim writes a magnificent distinction. Soon we'll elaborate at great length on this point. Vachiluk shebeinehem ahavi. This is the difference when it comes to the act of znus. Who creates that ism? The chalos that this is a woman who is an eishes ishes insan. And now she's Asur al-Habal. Reb Chaim writes the following Yiddish. Ha-Isser ba-Memeila. No doubt that this woman, right, in the Boel engaged in a Maises Nus. They buy this Isser Veishas Ish. But the effect, the ramification, the Chalos, that this woman is an Eishes Eishes Insa, she's a Asura Labao. That is a Torah-imposed Chalos. So if, in fact, the Chalos is Bame'ela, Reb Chaim's Lashon Bame'ela, you don't create the Chalos. You're not the Bailim on the Chalos. You have no say in whether, in fact, she is permitted or forbidden to her husband. The Torah just simply says, under this condition then, and under that condition, Halach is different. So in such an instance, there's no need for it is the Kiyum HaDavar. You are not Kaim Milsa. You're not establishing. You're not creating the Chalos. Mashen came when it comes to Gittin Kedushin. Habahu shows etzem hagerishin. There, right, the Baal creates the chalos ishus. The Baal creates the chalos gerishin. When you are the master over the chalos, that's when you require edus lekiyum adavar. Mashen came when the Torah says, if this act is done, this is the result, this is the effect, these are the ramifications. In such a case, there's no need for edus lekiyum adavar. You're not creating anything. And eishes eishes insha. She is creating that chalos. No, she's responsible for the chalos. She did an act where the Torah says, now, there's a chiyuv misa, she's forbidden to the baal, forbidden to the bolo, she's a chalola. But that is not a chalos that she creates. We'll have to see the differences between them. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. When you are the baal ha-chalos of davar shebe'erva, certainly that's required. Then Reb Chaim goes a step further. What about when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza? Good, the Torah requires a Maisa Yibum. The Torah requires a Maisa Chalitza. The Torah requires a Maisa Kedushin, a Maisa Gerushin. But there's a world of difference between the Reb Chaim suggests. When it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, there you control the Chalos. You create the Chalos issues. The Baal creates the Chalos Gerish. And therefore, it is the Kiyum HaDavar. Mashen came, when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza, that certainly is not true. The Torah insists on a Maisa Yibum, a Maisa Chalitza. The effect of Yibum Chalitza is Bame'ela. The effect is Torah imposed. And therefore, there's no need for it. It's the Kiyum HaDavar. And how do you know that that's true? Chaim writes, one word, das. Das. No, that's it. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, you require das. Why is that true? Because if you are creating the chalos, how can you create the chalos issues without das, davar shebe'erva? So Gittin requires das, Kedushin requires das. When it comes to Yibum and Chalitza, you know why Das is not necessary? And you know why Habal Yavimto Ben Bishogeg Meizet Ones Baratzon? Exactly because of that point, that you're not creating the Chalos. All the Torah says is Maisa Yibum, Maisa Chalitza, the Chalos is Bameyatzmo, Bameyelov, and in such a case, no Das is required. That's the link of these Halachos. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita is Yibum Chalitza is like Znus, where any need for Eidim, yeah, that's just secondary the Bira HaDavar. How do we know she's an Eishes Eishes Insa? How do we know the Chalitza or the Yibum occurred? But there's no need L'Kiyum HaDavar. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. You did Chalitza, right, in private. Man Yadana. How are we going to be able to ascertain that that in fact is the case? That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. No. Reb Chaim therefore continues simply and tells us that any need for Eidim when it comes to Chalitza, lo baya Eidim, rak l'verurei milsa, v'lo l'kiyumei milsa. And then Reb Chaim concludes and tells us the following, v'chein midolo huzkar Eidim b'yibum. And that's exactly why the Rambam in this parak, when he tells us the details of Yibum, never mentions any need for Eidim, because afagav this begam maisa kinyan, there certainly is a maisa Yibum. However, there is no need for Eidus the Kiyum HaDavar, there any need for others is only lebir hadavar, and therefore that's the chiddush of the Rambam. A chalitza, even beino beina, midarais is considered to be a legitimate chalitza. That's the chiddush of the Rambam shita. What then is the machlokes Muki Yosef from the Rambam? On what point does the Muki Yosef disagree, insisting that you need Eidim for the purpose of chalitza lekiyum hadavar? Pashav Shan Muki Yosef admits that Yibum and chalitza does not require das. But the Pashav Shan Muki Yosef is the following, that Ein Davar Shiva Pachos Mishnayim is not a function of das, but rather chalos. Any chalos Davar Shaberva. That requires an Eidus lekiyum hadavar. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out further beautiful rayas for this chiddush of the Rambam. Ein davar shapachos mishnayim in context gittin kedushin, right? It's a function of das davar shaberva. And if you could point to something which affects davar shaberva that doesn't require das, no need for eidus lekiyum hadavar. Yibum, chalitza, what other cases? So here the Rav pointed to this Rambam. Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha Chafim. Mekadesh Al-Tanai. A person does a Maisa Kedushin which is Al-Tanai, and that certainly is done in the presence of Eidus, Lekiyum HaDavar. And all of a sudden, the person changes his mind. V'chozer achar kama yomim u'bitel hatnai. Bitel hatnai. Does that require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, or does that not? The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. Af al pi shebitlu beino u'beino shelo bifnei Eidim batel hatnai v'harehi mekudesh estam. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. Kiddush number one is the Rambam assumes the following. Right, the Tanai is Milsach Ritahim. Tanai, right, is extraneous to the Maisa Kedusha. And then the Rambam writes, Kiddush number two, that Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is necessary for the Maisa Kedusha, that conveyance of Das, the Keser Shtarubia, but the Bittul HaTanai does not require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. It's Mufurish in Rambam. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes that no, in principle, Bittul HaTanai should require Eidim. The Ravid just adds that if Kansa Stam Be'edim, if Nisuin occurred, and the Nisuin occurred in the presence of Eidim, and there was no mention of the Tanai, no fulfillment of the Tanai, so havi lekemal shebitul tnava eidim. That's tantamount to bitul atnai. The person made a kedushin al atnai. The time, let's say, was not fulfilled, but then he underwent nisuin, and there were eidim present for the nisuin. So kamsa eidim is comparable to bitul atnai eidim. But the Ravid assumes that bitul atnai certainly requires eidim, and the Rambam assumes no. The Rav explained again that this chiddush of the Rambam, that Bittul HaTanai does not require the Lekiyum HaDavar, is only if you withstand, as the Rechaim argues, that it's a function of Das, and maybe one can distinguish between the Das Kedushin and that detail of Tanai. If you would argue that anything that affects Chalos Ishus should require the Lekiyum HaDavar, Bittul HaTanai is crucial. When the Tanai is Chai V'Kayim, the Kedushin is not Chal, as a result of the Bittul HaTanai, the Kedushin Nisun will be Chal. That certainly is chalos, but not necessarily the chiddush of das. And with this in mind, here the Rav explained the following chiddush. It's incredibly medayek in the Rambam as well. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Yudam and Aleph raises the following issue. One of the ways of being a kadesh and isha, keser shtarubin. The Gemara says he bailu. Bia as a form of kinyan. Tchilas bia kona? Or sof bia kona? Is it sufficient to have tchilas bia? Or do you need a full gemar bia? Sof bia kona? The gemar has two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one. Hereva uposhti yada v'kibla kedusha me'achem. Unusual. All that was done was a tchilas bia. Subsequently, she married someone else. If tchilas bia is kona, she's already nashas ish. The second condition is not chal. If you'll tell me that no, you require a sof bia, in such a case, then she was not ezavia nashas ish. Or the Gemara has the following nafkamina. Inami, but kohen gadol. Kiddush, no? Can a kohen gadol be mekadesh nisha al yidei bia? Now why? Because a kohen gadol can only marry a besuma. If bia is used for the kinyan of ishus, is she a besula at the time of kiddushin? So the Gemara says, if you assume chilas bia is kona, then yes. At the time of the kinyan, she's a besula. But if you'll tell me that the kinyan of ishus is only chal besof bia, then already she was a be'ula mitchilas bia, and therefore it's forbidden. A kohen gadol can only marry a besula. It's enough to mean as the Gemara has. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, my. So the Gemara says, Amar ameimar mishmei derava kol haboel dato al gmar bia. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Kol haboel dato al gmar bia. Gmar bia. Sof bia is kohen. Sof bia is kohen. But the phrase of the Gemara is striking. The Gemara says, why is that true? Because kol haboel dato al gmar bia. Because the das habal is that the full ma'aser bia should be kohen. It's a function of the das. Hamakadesh. So Tosus raises the following issue. Tosus Dermasko Kol HaBoel. Is that really true? Generally speaking, we assume Maisa Bia is defined in terms of Gemar Bia. Certainly not. Chilas Bia is sufficient. The Gemara says even regarding Yibum, the Sigin Yivamos Daf Nun Hema Beis. Even regarding Yibum, Chilas Bia is sufficient. Yivamo Yavolev. It's a great Kiddush, no? If one would argue that the purpose of the Maisa Yibum is in order to have a child to somehow perpetuate the memory of the deceased brother, Chilas Bia is not going to do it. No? That's what Tosus points out, Yivamos Nafkav, that you don't really need that there's a full Gmar Bia that can potentially produce a child. Chilas Bia is kohen. Even for Yibum, Chilas Bia is kohen. We always assume Chilas Bia is a Maisa Bia. When it comes to the Arayos, Chilas Bia. Why all of a sudden here do we assume Gmar Bia is necessary? Tosus quotes the Teretz of Rabbi Nissim. Rabbi Nissim distinguishes between Erisin as opposed to Nissim. When it comes to Kiddushin, that's true. Gemar Bia is necessary. However, regarding Nisuin, Achar HaKiddushin, the al yedei oso hara havi kinesua kmo chupa tchilas bia sufficient. Unbelievable. Bia precious. Tchilas bia or gemar bia. Rabbi Nissim writes, depends on whether it's erisin or nisim. How do you make sense of that kiddush of Rabbi Nissim? So the Rab commented, if you look in the Rambam writes the exact same thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, the Rambam writes in Kiddush Bia. The Rambam writes exactly how, in fact, that's done. The need, of course, for Edim in the process. And the Rambam writes Hamakadesh Bia, Da Tol Gmar Bia. And therefore, when the Gmar Bia occurs, Mekudeshes. That's all Gmar Bia. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, when it comes to Kedushei Biyah, when it comes to Erisin. If you take a look at the Rambam later, in Perek Yudah Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Haba al Arusasa, the Shem Nisuin, Achar Shekidsha. You already had Erisin, and now you are up to Nisuin. The Rambam writes, Nishiyareba Kina'a Tchilas Bia. It's sufficient. Vinasis Nisua Varei Ishtala Chodava. Flourish in Rambam. Erisin is Gemar Bia, Nisuin is Tchilas Bia. Like the viewer, Ben Anisi. How do you understand this Chiddush? The Rav pointed out the following. When the Gemara tells us this Safek, Tchilas Via Sofia, and the Gemara answers, look, the Kol HaBoel Dator Gemara Via. See, the Rav pointed out the following. Simple. The Gemara does not say Tchilas Via is irrelevant. The Gemara does not say that the Tchilas Via was a Maisus Nus Ba'alma. That's certainly not true. Even the Tchilas Bia was a Bia Lishus. The Cholotar Kula, Bia is defined in terms of Tchilas Bia. Even when it comes to Yibum, that's true. Why, when it comes to Kiddushin, do we assume that that is an exceptional case? The Gemara says that's a function of Das, no? Kol HaBoel, Datol Gemara Bia. In principle, we would have said that the Maisa Bia is defined by Tchilas Bia, just as it is by Chol HaTorah Kula. But here, the Das Habal, who is relying on Kedushei Bia, the Gemara says that Dato Gemar Bia. So you understand very well? If Das will be Koveya, that Gemar Bia is required, so then the next step will be the following. So regarding that halacha, where das davar shever is required, then I can argue, gemar bia is necessary. But let's assume, for example, there is no halacha of das davar shever. For example, when it comes to yibum, there's halacha of das davar shever. Certainly, as Reb Chaim explained. So therefore, we won't apply this principle of dato gemar bia. You don't need das. Then the shogeg, then the mezid, then the onus, then the ratzon. So therefore, tchilas bia sufficient. Gemar bia is only because the Gemara says that kol haboel dato gemar bia. Not that this was a bias nus. And that's then exactly the chiddush of the Rambam regarding Yisuin. When do we require Das Davar Shever? When it comes to Erisin. Erisin is the kinyan of Yishus. That's when we assume that the Ein Davar Shever Papas Mishnayim. What about when it comes to Nisuin? That now she's considered to be an Eish as Yishu is, the Beis Habal. That requires Das Davar Shever Vav. That's the Chiddush that the Rav pointed out. No, there's no requirement of Das. We pointed out the Halamina Tosas here in the Beis of an Aleph. Maybe Nisuin could occur. Bakarcha? When you look at Shitu Kubetzes, Shitu Kubetzes writes because the woman already expressed Das Bishas Erisin. So if she already expressed Das to become Narusa, so maybe simply the reality of an Ashes Yeshua as a Beis Habal does not require any Das at all. If Das is not required for Nisuin, so therefore there's no halacha of dato al gemar bia. That's exactly what the Rambam writes, that tchilas bia is sufficient. Regarding Yisuin, the Rav would often comment, this is found explicitly in the Marcheshes, found in Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph, where the Marcheshes writes that according to the Shitas HaRambam, there is absolutely no need for Eidei Nisuin. There's no need for Eidei Slakim Adavar for Nisuin. Because again, just with our background, Rechesh doesn't go through the whole Arichus. But if the Rambam sheet is that Eidus Tekiyama Dover is a function of Das Dover Sheberva, and that is only necessary when it comes to Erisin, not when it comes to Nisuin. And therefore the concept of Das Dover Marbiya doesn't apply Nisuin. There's no need for Eidus Tekiyama Dover regarding Nisuin. Only regarding Erisin, where that is when you convey the Das Dover Sheberva. Marcheshes even tells you to take a look at that Rambam, right, in Perek Zayin of Chasidus regarding Bitul Hatnah. Yeah, that's exactly the Rambam Shita. Right, only the strict requirement, Erisin, that's Eidus Lekiyama Dover, that's Dover Sheberva. But there's no such requirement, it comes to Nisuin. The Rav would often comment, we'll have to define what Nisuin is. Right, but just in one line, we'll go through it in greater length, that the fact that in a chasna we have Eide Yichud is a tziruf of the Rambam and the Raivin. Why do we have Eide Yichud? Why do we have Yichud at all? It's because of the Rambam Shita that that's the definition of Nisuin. Nisuin is Yichud Harei Labia. That's the Rambam Shita, that's what the Rambam quotes here, the Aleph Mach Nabirif Nisuvis. The fact that we require Yichud is the Shita of Rambam. But the Rav would often comment, according to the Rambam, there's no need for Eide Nisuin. The fact that we have Eide Yichud is adopting, right, the Rambam's definition of Nisuin, and the Raiv's understanding of Eidus Lekiyama Dover, like Mugi Yosef, like the possibility of human chalitza, that any chalos, Dover Sheberva, requires Eidus Lekiyama Dover. But strictly speaking, even if I'm going to be chayish with the Rambam Shita, you need yichud, but you don't require any yichud, because no das is necessary for the case of nisuin. Let me give you a further marmakamas. Let's assume, for example, one appoints a shliach for gittin kedusha. A man can marry a woman, right, himself, and enoch inami mitzvah bo yosim shlucha, the very first mission, the second parak of Kedushin, or he can do so al yedei shliach. In a chiddush, a woman can also appoint a shliach for Kedushin and a shliach for gerushin as well. In order to be memana shliach, minui shlichus, does that require edim or does that not? The husband empowers the shliach to marry this woman on his behalf. Do you need edus lekiyama davar or do you not? And Rambam writes, when the Baal appoints a shliach for kedushin or for gerushin, there is absolutely no need for edus lekiyama davar. This is the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Chasidus, Halacha Tezvav, when it comes to Kiddushin, and the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Gerushin, regarding Get. When the husband appoints a shliach for Gittin in Kiddushin, no need for Yisrael Kimadav. Why is that true? Take a look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, a shliach for gerushin, a husband appoints a shliach in order to give a get. The Rambam writes, unbelievable, kamo shliach shehirshei lahafrish lo truma. That's just like a person who appoints a shliach to mafrish truma. You need edus lekiyama davar for hafrashas truma. Of course not. So you don't need Eidus Lekiyama Davar for Minu Shlichus, for Gittin Kedushin. The Raivet writes, Amar Avram, Ein Hanidon Doma L'Raya. How can you equate the Shliach for Gittin Kedushin for Shliach for Hafrashas Truma? Hafrashas Truma, which itself does not require Eidim, So of course, minu shlichus raf rosh hashchumah does not require eidim. But gittin kedush, which requires eidus lekiyum adavar, minu shlichus requires eidus lekiyum adavar. It's the Raavad's kedush. That is exactly what she does. Minu shlichus for gittin kedush. Is that a chalos davar sheverava? Absolutely. Establishing this person as my shliach for gittin kedushin is absolutely relevant for chalos davar sheverva. That will determine whether this woman is a grusha, whether she's an eishes ish, whether she's a pnuya. Does the fact davar sheverva? Absolutely. But the fact that the baal can appoint a shliach in order to give a get, in order to have a maaseh kedushin, I'll ask you, is that some unique halacha b'chol Torah kula? Gzeiros HaKasu? Or is that just simply the halacha of shlichus b'chol Torah kula, shluchus shel kamoso? That's the chiddush of the Rambam. The fact that I can appoint a shliach for kedushin is not the halacha inherent to gittin in kedushin. That's the halacha b'chol Torah kula of shluchus shel kamoso. That I have a right to appoint a shliach in mafresh tumas and maestros. In other words, minu shlichus does not require das davar sheberva. That's halacha b'chol Torah kula. And if eidus lekiyum adavar is a function of das davar sheberva, that can apply to maaseh kedushin, maaseh gerushin, but the shlichus, that's not uniquely true of davar sheberva. That's what the Rambam writes. That's exactly comparable to a shliach of a precious truma. The Lashon HaRambam is incredibly meduyak. Incredibly meduyak. There's no need for conveyance of das davar sheberva when it comes to mini shlichus. And therefore there's no need for eidus lekiyum adavar. Ready for the next step? The Rambam writes, yeah, take a look in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. There's no need for eidus lekiyum adavar. For the husband to appoint a shliach l'halachas haget. Terrific. The Rambam's explicit. Ein shliach l'halachas tzarech eidim. Let's assume, for example, the woman appoints a shliach. She appoints a shliach for Kabbalah Saget. The Rambam writes, a woman has the right to do so. That's the Rambam Perek. Vav Halacha Aleph Hilchos Geirushin. And you know what that's called? The shliach l'Kabbalah. And here, all of a sudden, the Rambam writes, V'tzricha la'soso bifneid. You have to do it in the presence of Eidus, l'kiyum adavar. V'tzricha la'soso bifneid. The Rambam distinguishes between, right, the shliach of the Baal as opposed to a shliach of an Isha. A shliach of a Baal does not require Eidus lekiyum adavar. Shliach of the Isha requires Eidus lekiyum adavar. Even without this whole fancy shit, how do you distinguish? Some parts yes, some parts no. Apparently you see the following kiddush according to the Rambam, that there is a world of difference between the shliach of the Baal as opposed to the shliach of the Isha. There's nothing new about shlichus of the Baal. Shlichus of the Baal is the lacha b'chola terakula. Shlichus shalom kamoso, like the Rambam himself writes. I can be mafrish, truma yidei shliach. I can be mekadesh nisha yidei shliach. Gerishin can be yidei shliach. The fact that a woman can appoint a shliach for gerishin is that an exceptional halacha? Or is that the halacha of a chol Torah kula? If you take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara there discusses the whole concept of shlichus. Shlichus min ama. How do you know the whole concept? Shlichus. The Gemara writes, "V'shilach melamed shu'lo seshnir." The parsha of Gerushin, the husband can appoint a shliach. That is shlichus. Then the Gemara continues, "V'shilcha melamed shehi osa shnir." We know shlichus from the fact that the husband can divorce his wife by yidei shliach. And then the Gemara raises, and how do we know that she can appoint the shliach? The answer is, v'shilcha melamed shehi osa shliach. The Gemara has two different drashas for the fact that he can appoint the shliach and she can appoint the shliach for gerushin, apparently indicating, at least in Havamina, two separate halachos. The fact that he can appoint the shliach is no indicator at all that she can appoint the shliach. And therefore it's necessary to have a separate gezeiras hakasuv, v'shilcha, that she can appoint the shliach l'kapara. So if you look in the Tosfos HaRash, in this sugya in Kedushin, that Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosfos HaRash asks the kasha d'ramasko v'shilcha, v'yitoma amai tzorech dei kray. Where do you do psukim from? Once you establish there's halacha of shlichus, why is it necessary to have a separate gezeiras hakasuv to tell us that she can appoint a shliach? So Tosfos HaRash writes the following. The fact that the husband appoints a shliach, I understand. Bahu d'shayach b'shlichus. Why? She'eno megarish ela midato. Of course he can appoint a shliach. Das gerishin. That's all a function of das habal. Is the woman a player in Das Gerushin? Isha miskareshes bal korcha. You don't need the Das HaIsha. For Gerushin, only the Das HaBaal. So therefore, the Olim Masa Dida Kulahai Shetucho Limno Shliach Mimakoma. So since Das is not necessary on behalf of the Isha, so in such a case, I would have said, very well. That a woman cannot appoint a shliach whatsoever. And therefore, it's necessary to have a separate gzeiras hakasuv, that the woman can appoint a shliach l'kavod. How do you understand this chiluk in the Tosfos HaRash? There's a very important Tosfos for you to see. Right, the Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. This is where the Gemara formulates the principle of Milsa de Issa v'Shlichus Issa v'Tanai. Shlichus and Tanai go hand in hand. If there is something regarding which you can appoint a shliach, you can also attach a t'nai. If it's something which is not subject to t'nai, you cannot appoint a shliach. How do you know that this is true? The Gemara says that kol t'nai mehecha gamrina. What's the whole source of mishpatei ha-t'nai? The Gemara says that is all derived from the t'nai of b'nei godom, b'nei ruvim. And just like that was something the efshel kiyume al yedei shliach, so therefore the whole source of mishpatei ha-t'nai comes from chalukas ha'aretz b'nei godom b'nei ruvim, and that is something that could have been done al yedei shliach. So too, shlichus and t'nai always go hand in hand. Is this simply a gzeiras hakasuv? Milsa de Issa v'shlichus Issa v'tnai. You have t'nai and shlichus and b'nei godom b'nei ruvim. So therefore, t'nai and shlichus must work together b'chol ha'tara kula. And the measure whether shlichus is good is whether t'nai is good, and vice versa. Tosus is already bothered. By this point. Tosus says, Vintoma, Masra Yishkan. What exactly does the Gemara mean? Halacha Moshe Misinai. The source of Shlichus comes from Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. That's the source of Tanai. Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. And just like there, Efsh the Kimah de Shliach, so too here. So Tosa says, why not argue Lo Mahani Tanai El Ben Sinas Karka? Why don't you say something else? The whole source of Tanai is Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. And since that only dealt with Karka, so therefore, Mishpatei Tanai is only good when it comes to Karka. You're dealing just simply with the Gzeres HaKosu, that Ein L'Chavol HaKidusho, Tanai only works if it's similar to Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain, so limit it more considerably. Only to Nesinas Karka. So Tosus points out that no, this isn't just simply Gzeres HaKosu, but rather Tosus says it's considered to be the following Svara. Hainu Taimu. Ho Vamaisa Kolkach Biyado. Shiyachol lekaimo al yidei shliach, svaru shiyehei kamochein biyado lashvuyeh leitnai. If something is so completely under your control that you are the Baal HaKalos and you can appoint a shliach, you can call the terms, you can determine the conditions of the chalos, so that means, technically speaking, you are the Baal HaChalos, and therefore, you can affix the Tanai as well. It's a svar pshuta Tosus writes to assume the shlichus and Tanai should go hand in hand. If you are the Baal HaChalos, where the Torah allows you to appoint a shliach to make a Tanai, those are just indicators that you are creating the chalos. And of course, those two halachas should go hand in hand. If, however, halacha would be, for example, you cannot appoint a shliach, you cannot control the chalos, so hu hadinami, you cannot affix any form of tanai. What does shlichus and tanai have in common? Exactly that point. Das Bailim, Baal HaKalos. Exactly what the Tosfos HaRosh spells out. The fact that a Baal can appoint a Shliach for Gerushin, that's not a unique halacha of Davar Sheberva, of Gerushin. That's off of Shlichus B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Das Gerushin is Das HaBaal. So if my Das is required, and I create the chalos, exactly as Reb Chaim explained. So therefore, of course I can appoint a shliach. Milsa yisha b'shlichus yisha b'tanai. A Baal can give a get out tanai. He controls the chalos. The fact that a woman can appoint a shliach for gerushin, that's a pretty incredible chiddush. What, you need das ha'isha? Of course not. The get can be given Isha Misgareshes Bal Karcha. So to allow Shlichus without the need for any level of Das, when you are not the Bailim, that's not Shlichus B'Chol HaTorah Kula. That's why the Tosfos HaRosh writes, you need a separate Gzeres HaKosu. That the shilcha melame shehi osa shliach. That's not normal shlichus. That's unique halacha of Davar Sheberva. And whenever you have gzeres hakasu, you can always argue as follows. You would have thought that there's a world of difference between the shliach of the Baal, the shliach of the Isha. A Baal yes, and Isha no. Comes the Gzeres HaKosov Shilcha Malam Mishael Sashliach and tells us that no, she can appoint the Shliach. What's the Kamashmal? Is the Kamashmal a no when it comes to Gittin Kedushin? There's no difference between the Shliach of the Baal and Shliach of the Isha? Where's the Kamashmal a no? The Havamin is 100% true. A shliach of the Baal and a shliach of the Isha are worlds apart. A shliach of the Baal is shlichus b'chalat harakula, das bailin. Yisa b'shlichus, yisa b'tnai. And even once you have the pasuk, the kamashon and the shulcha, shiyos a shliach, these are two completely distinct parshiyos. Shlichus. Shlichus habal, shlichus b'chalat harakula, shlichus ha'isha. That's a unique halacha. Gerishin, a davar shebe'erav. That, l'chora, is the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that there's no need for eidus l'kiyum adavar, for the shliach of the Baal. Why? Because that, the Rambam writes, is shlichus comparable to Prashas Truma. That shlichus b'chol ha'tarakula. Shlichus does not require eidus l'kiyum adavar. What are you going to say? A shliach l'kabbalah, shlichus b'chol ha'tarakula? Of course not. There she is not the balas haget in the sense that she can determine the chalos gerishin. No das ish is required. This pasuk of a shilcha is a completely unique zeres hakasuv, despite the fact that this does not conform to shlichus b'chalat harakula. This is a new partial shlichus of gerishin. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That new, independent shlichus of gerishin, that requires eidus l'kiyum adavar. You know apparently how the Rambam understood this chiddush? This is a separate halach of gerishin. A get can be delivered to one of two individuals. A get can be given, as the pasuk says, v'nasan b'yado, b'yad ha'isha. If the get is given b'yad ha'isha, you don't require das whatsoever. No? Gerishin is bal karacha. B'med v'ramamurim that gerishin can occur bal karacha, that's only v'nasan b'yado, if the get is given to the yad ha'isha. If, however, that is not true, the get is being delivered to, not the yad ha'isha, but to the shliach, the kabbalah of the isha, then the Rambam apparently is of the opinion that that requires das. The halacha of an isha misgaresh is bal karacha. That's v'nasan b'yada. But if there is no nesina b'yada isha, then das isha is required. The woman obviously has to willingly, with full das, appoint this individual as her shliach. The Rambam assumes that requires das davar shebe'erav. That requires eidus l'kiyum adavar. That's the chiddush, the Rambam Shita. No eidus l'kiyum adavar for das hambal, but yet eidus l'kiyum adavar and for shliach l'kabal isha. That's a pretty fascinating chiddush. What I want you to take a look at for next time is the following. Take a look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz Mivamos and of Ayin Vav. Here Rabbi Chanan points to this type of distinction that we saw in Rav Chaim, which we developed in terms of the Sigin Ksuvas and Ayin Dalet, that there's certain areas la'alacha where you are the Baal HaChalos, the person creates the Chalos. And there's certain other areas where that's not true whatsoever. The Torah says that a requisite act is necessary, but the chalos is absolutely independent of your das. Rav Chanan's example of the second category is shechita, for example. Shechita requires ma'isa adam, of course. And lamda shechita requires koach gavra. But you create the chalos. You create the chalos heter. The fact that as a result of the ma'isa shechita, now that basar is mutar b'achila, that's a chalos that you control. I have to convey das. Rabbi Chanan continues and gives you many nafkaminas lahalos, including our cases, as to whether this is a chalos that you create, that you generate, the function of your das, Or whether it's Reb Chaim said, the chalos is b'me'elav, b'me'elav. As long as it was a ma'isa shkita. The ma'isa shkita, of course, is b'yad ha'adam. The chalos shkita has a life of its own. But I can make a t'nai for chalos shkita? The shochet wants to be certain he's going to get paid. He'll do a ma'isa shkita. Right? The shkita will be chal, the animal is mutter b'achila, with the condition that I'm compensated for my act. Yeah, the person argue that, and until that occurs, such a t'nai. Of course not. He has no reign, no dominion whatsoever over the chalos. Ma'isa shkita. Reb Chaim realized this point, right? Developed it in terms of a difference between eidus v'kima davar. And take a look, Rabbi Chanan Siman Ayin Vav discusses at length, right, these differences, right, in terms of two different types of halachas. Right, we'll have to see why, again, you can already see where we're going. This is so relevant to the fundamental difference between cases of Kedushin as opposed to cases of Nisim. Okay, so this is Hashem, we'll pick up Sunday, 11 o'clock.